The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, if you are watching our video today on the YouTubes or wherever you watch it, you'll notice that my wife and I had to, we got enough of the heat, so we had to escape to our mountain place.
Mountain Lodge.
Yeah.
I love a mountain lodge. If you look closely, you could see a bear running past the window.
Yeah, yeah. Because that is the patio out there that you can see. Yep. Is the angle okay? Does it capture the lighting well enough? You know,
I think it's great.
It's just a quick setup here in the TV room downstairs. It's a sunken living room, is what it is.
And you're in short sleeves. I know it's cold, probably where you are.
Well, you know, Jody's got that heat cranking in here.
Okay,
That's it. You got a fire roaring upstairs. You're hot.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. but this is the backdrop we're trying, we agree, Jody and I did, if it doesn't look great or it looks silly, then we'll send it back. But she's already run the steamer across it to get all the wrinkles out, so I don't know if she's gonna want to send it back. I did a lot of work on that.
I mean, you technically could still send it back, but I don't think you should.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I will say that it is going to get hot in here, because when the air kicks on, it blows the backdrop like it's in the wind, like the walls are in the wind.
They're like wavy.
The fireplace is moving. Wow.
I love that.
I know.
Well, if anything, the color, like the bluish tint, like I like the homey color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we shouldn't have said anything. People would have thought it was real.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Totally.
Doors are wavy, but yeah.
I don't want to hear TJ poor mouthing again. Look at that. Look at that space.
Yeah. He says he doesn't have money.
And says he doesn't read. Look at all those books everywhere.
Yeah. Look at that bookshelf next to the bookshelf.
Yeah. I'm expecting Robin Leach to walk through.
Oh, yeah.
The lifestyles of the rich and famous. You couldn't tell.
MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody could tell.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say something about this this lamp over my shoulder having waves in the shade. It's not stretched tightly enough right there, and it just looks like it's got a bent in it.
Yeah.
The lampshade got a bent in it.
So Jody spends her afternoon up there with the clothes. Is it a clothes steamer that she's using?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because this one's made of some sort of cloth. It's a lot different than the American flag one that's made out of vinyl. Mm. So, yeah. She said, if you'll get it up there, then I'll steam it when I get back. Now, here's the thing. I got so much going on.
Yeah.
There's been a day that I would probably sit and nitpick this to death and go, I don't like it, whatever. But yeah. Now I do not care. I'm to that point. As long as it doesn't wash me out. I mean, I could be sitting in front of, what they're throwing onto the WNBA courts. It wouldn't bother me. It's like so much other stuff I'm dealing with. All right, hang on.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
I don't know, Regans, if I'm stepping all on your now trending that's coming up at the top of the hour. But it's far enough away that we can have a little discussion about it, and then you can report on it as well. Did I see some devastating news that Timotei and Kylie are breaking up?
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Say it.
It's a rumor that I have read.
I've heard it too.
Oh.
It's that family.
Which one?
It's their trash.
Her family, because he didn't want to be
Yeah, because they're trashy.
Yeah.
Kardashian, is it over? Kardashian fans are convinced Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet secretly split after spotting two clues. Oh, now I got to go look at the clues.
Oh, Lord.
Two clues.
Well, it was her birthday and he wasn't there.
Ooh, that's bad.
That could be a big clue.
Yeah. Does she have one of those fake butts?
I don't know.
Tough to say. I think so.
Let's see.
I don't know if it's fake, but they do a lot of those sculpting treatments.
Mm-hmm. This one post says she didn't acknowledge why she was sharing. She just wrote, "And don't come for me with the volume. It's connected to my car speaker." I don't know. That's dumb. Anyway,
okay.
That's not important. But man, when she got boobs, I mean, she got them, didn't she?
She got
her money's worth.
Do y'all remember when she posted the size and the profile and the, she said, so y'all don't ask anymore. They're 450 cc's, high profile, blah, blah, blah. And I went to doctor so-and-so. So people were going out and getting her exact same, like, I want this. And then they were like, they don't look like hers. Well, duh.
This is the first time I'm seeing it. Cause I don't follow any of them on anything. But yeah, I mean, she's got the lips done. I mean, everything. It's just, wasn't she pretty before all that?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, she was pretty before, but I think she's really pretty now.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty now. I don't think she's the worst of them.
Who is the worst?
Who's the worst?
I'm going to be honest. I thought Chloe was naturally like pretty, you know, whatever. She has had so much work done. It's scary.
Mm.
Those commercials she's in for the migraine medicine. I didn't even know it was her.
Well, they all look like they've had so much work done, you know, and the fact that she's shouting out her doctor, that Kylie is shouting out her doctor like that may mean that she got them boobs on trade.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you think?
Mm-hmm.
She looking for a little discount?
Hit me up. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just kidding. No, but it, yeah. She's.
I'll give you a shout out if you just, you know, go ahead and do mine. You know, and that's how I'll pay for them.
And I love how.
Way more than if I paid you the cash.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I love how she's like, so stop asking. This is what I did. Ain't nobody asking what you got.
Mm. Yeah.
Come on.
It looks like she's got one of those fake butts. And, you know, I'm against that. Yeah. Or at least I'd like to be.
You get it?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
An anniversary fund? I didn't know this was a thing. There's a company called Honey Fund. That is a wedding registry, but for financial gifts only.
Mm-hmm.
And Honey Fund was built to help new couples go on their honeymoon. So Lindsay had introduced us to this thing a couple months ago when Alexis first had her baby about this website that allows you to like build up, what do they call that? A meal chain? What did
meal
they call
train?
It? A meal train. And it's just sort of a way to gather people to help, like, you know, new parents and stuff like this. So this is essentially the same thing, but it's helping new couples go on their honeymoon.
I've done it so many times. Like, I've given to Honey.
Really?
So many. I've bought sunset cruises for people, champagne toasts at your – that's like their gift that they wanted. So you just go on, pick what you want to buy, and then –
yeah, like an excursion. You can pay for an excursion on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
You can get crazy or you can just donate like a box of chocolates or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, AIDS. So you can donate some marital AIDS.
Yeah. That's one way to just describe marital AIDS.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. I guess so. In a way. But they've just launched a new feature in Honey Fund. It's for anniversary trips. So if you want to crowdfund your next elaborate vacation for your anniversary, they're going to help you do it.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Ooh.
Some people are saying it seems like a money grab and you shouldn't be asking your friends and family for help with an anniversary trip.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's begging, basically, is what it is. It's you're panhandling.
Exactly.
For your trip.
But it's different from the honey fund, the honeymoon expenses, because that's what you're expected to do after a wedding is give them a gift. And this is just the way they want their gifts.
Yeah. You give your friends gifts when they get married. You don't give them gifts on their anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so you have an anniversary. Who doesn't? I mean, but you, when you get married, that's a celebration, like a birthday. That's a celebration that you're going to give to.
Yeah. Yeah. So mine and Jody's anniversary is the October 22nd. So if a week before that I started telling y'all, you know, our anniversary is coming up next week and we've registered for these things and, you know, you can just donate a gift card. You can get us a gift card or something from the registry or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like somebody having more than one housewarming.
Yeah.
Party, you know, you move into your first apartment and you have a housewarming party, and then when you move out of the apartment into a bigger apartment, have another housewarming party because it's a new place. You know, you just don't do that.
Sure, same thing. Well, there's a woman named Dana Hahn that used this new feature to fund her anniversary trip, and here's her quote. She said, "Most of the time, you see people asking for donations to things. It's when people are going through really tragic times." But I think our friends and family were excited to help us celebrate.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, you know, me and Kyle just took an anniversary trip like to the mountains. That's like us getting online saying, please donate to our anniversary trip.
Yeah. And that's then wild. And telling people, I know you're going to enjoy celebrating us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to love it there. That you're not going to be there, but
narcissism that I just, people are walking around amongst us like that.
Yeah.
Wow. TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So a few minutes ago, Riggins was talking about this app where you can donate to help somebody pay for an anniversary trip. And then there was a woman that said, you know, my friends and family thought this was great. They loved, celebrating us. And, you know, I've said so many times that in the modern day U.S. America, far too many people are requiring that somebody celebrate them. You know, you can't just accept them. You can't support them. You have to celebrate them because of, you know, the narcissism that is that's spread rampant through our culture now. But there is an app that's taken off in Europe that that is helping couples save money on their wedding because the app sells tickets to the wedding.
No.
They say, though, it's not intended for your loved ones. You're selling tickets to strangers. So you're opening your wedding up to people who just like going to weddings and think that it's entertaining and they want to buy a ticket to your wedding.
And is this so the people can just get a gift? Because they don't want a random person at their wedding.
Well, if the random person is giving them money, then that is the gift. Yeah. Oh,
gotcha. Okay.
And the tickets.
Okay. Yeah. This is wild.
Mm-hmm. And it says you choose how many tickets you want to make available, and paying ticket holders can come mingle with the guests and enjoy the happy event. So you'd actually have wedding crashers there, but they're paying to be there.
I can't.
That is wild.
It's repulsive.
It said the couples can choose how much to charge, but generally tickets would cost $100 to $200 and maybe more if you have a special venue.
Ew.
So what they're paying for is eating and the open bar and whatever else you have at your reception. That's what the $100 or $200 a ticket is covering, I would think. So then they know how many tickets they're going to sell. So I guess when you buy the tickets, then they know how much food to have prepared.
I would pay someone $300 to not go to the wedding. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to your wedding.
Yeah. Who are these people that want to go to a stranger's wedding that bad that they would be willing to purchase a ticket to it?
They're sad people.
Or somebody that just wants a night out and they're going to go and be in a fancy venue and dress up and get, you know, whatever they pay for in food, you know, get that delicious wedding reception meal and the bar and the whole thing.
Or what if they have no friends and they just want to go take pictures like they have friends? It's kind of making me feel sad now for them.
Kind of. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And then what if somebody is asking a person to go on a date with them? Hey, I got a wedding I'm going to. You want to go with me? And they go, sure. Who's getting married? I don't know. I don't know who they are. I just bought the tickets.
The whole thing is wrong. It's wrong.
It seems like you could take $200 and spend it, you know, and get the same effect without having to be amongst a bunch of strangers all night.
Yeah. Right. Go to a nice restaurant if you want to feel fancy for the night.
Yeah. And the wait staff will mingle with you if you tip them enough.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I got troubles.
Oh, no.
Actually, I don't. Not yet, I don't think. It's the saga of the person allegedly trying to sabotage me at my other job on the news talk station.
Oh no.
Again, I mean, I got there last night and they were freaking out. Oh man, because everybody in the building, I think, except for this guy, loves that I keep talking about it and making sport of it. Yeah. The fact that, you know, if you didn't miss the story, there's a guy, I was told, the guy trying to get me in trouble because I joked about taking over for the morning show on the news talk station. Like, I don't already have a morning show. I mean, it was over the top, crazy, sarcastic, whatever. But he allegedly took that clip and played it for them, trying to get them mad at me. Like, you know, trying to stir up trouble. And so I've been having fun with it and making fun of it ever since then, which is going on a week now. And it's not, every time I mention a little something, because if he's going back and tracking my show, like that was my question to begin with. Why are you listening to my show? Why are you going back and downloading, you know, the stuff that I talk about?
Right.
You know, mind your business. You know.
That's it.
And so, like I said yesterday, what's made it worse now is that Riggins made a promo out of our discussing it. Now it's all over our big social medias of the fact that now I'm talking about it on this show and that show. So that's even more of a sign that it's a joke to me, you know.
Yes. And you know what? I bet he's listening to our show right now.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to be because you see these video promos that pop up on social media that Riggins has been doing. And so, but you're right. He may be. I don't know.
I think he's stalking us. Listen, I'm going to take it up. I'm going to bring it up. I think I don't like this dude. I'm going to be honest. I want him out of there.
Well, so like I said yesterday, I don't think the news talk format is accustomed to doing what I'm doing right now by taking something that could be behind the scenes conflict and putting it on the air and laughing about it every night. But the other people at the radio station seem to be enjoying it very, very much.
I bet they are. It's a little excitement around the building. It's fun. I mean, come on. It's fun.
And when is news talk ever that exciting? Like, you gotta do something fun.
Well, a lot of them were saying, that's why you're here. This is why you're here. They wanted you on because of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I don't know about that, but this comes with me. I mean, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. And so I've got the idea now, how cool would this be for radio entertainment? Because I still haven't spoken to him about the whole thing. If I called him and said, hey, look, I know, you know, we both know what's going on and all of that stuff. Why don't you come in and go on my show and we'll discuss it. I'll hammer it all out on the air.
Yes.
Great idea. Great idea.
Yes.
But
do you need a special guest with him?
Who would that be?
Me.
I don't know.
Don't make me get feisty now.
Right, hang on.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, once again, we're talking about the saga, the drama going on at the radio station where I work at night doing the night show on the News Talk. It's called WBT. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. And, you know, got word of guys trying to, you know, throw me out there like I'm being bad for the team and all that, getting people mad at me, playing clips, selected clips of my show. So, Riggins, you said you had a question?
Yeah, so this guy who you haven't talked to about this yet, this guy's going around the building sharing clips of things that you said, trying to fire everybody up. And that's you said, yeah, allegedly. Uh-huh. And you were wondering if he's monitoring your show and downloading this stuff. Is there a chance that there's a Benedict Arnold, a traitor on your own team, that is giving him the heads up, like, hey, by the way, 45 minutes in, he says this one thing. Is there a chance that you've got a turncoat?
Like a mole?
No.
Like a mole?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't think there's a chance of that. Well, I mean, there's a chance of, you know, of just about anything, but I doubt that very seriously. I would be shocked.
Well, the guy I met is definitely not the mole. He's cool.
Okay. Which one?
He brought me out to my car, the microphone.
Yeah, that's right. Lonnie,
he ain't doing it.
Yeah.
He ain't, you know what? Because snitches get stitches.
That's what I've always heard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make that up just now? I love that. or it's somebody listening to your show. Do you think it could be a listener giving him the heads up?
No.
Okay.
No, because they say that the people that work there say that this is right along, you know, character for him.
This is what he does. Oh,
and how is he still there? If this is his character and people know, like, this isn't his first time acting like this.
Yeah,
you can't act like this.
I will say that if you aren't used to my brand of humor, somebody who doesn't catch sarcasm and things like that, and this is just giving benefit of the doubt, because I don't want to think that he's just a, you know, that kind of a worm. You know, that I haven't done anything to him, but he's going to go around and, you know, download pieces of my show and play it for people saying, well, he's trying to cause trouble and blah, blah, blah. Because, I mean, I would thought he would come to me and say, hey, dude, what did you mean about when you said that, you know, the other night? And I would have told him. Because up until that moment, I thought he was one of the nicest people at the whole radio station.
Oh, no.
I really did. Yeah. He's been super nice to me. The times that I've had to deal with him, and he's when I first started, you know, going up there and stuff, he was helpful to me and really nice. So, maybe he just didn't get it, but at that, then that just means that, you know, that he's not good at detecting obvious, comedy or, you know, that sort of thing.
So you're going
to
have
come to me and ask, you know, don't go around, listen to this, listen to this.
Well, that's the thing. It makes him sound elementary. I mean, like, you're doing what a kid would do. So you're going to have him on the show. I think that's a genius idea.
I'm going to ask.
You're going to ask.
I may ask. I don't know.
I think you should.
I think it'd be good.
I'm calling in.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, the internet's still buzzing about the return of the potato wedges at KFC. That happens next Monday. And KFC said, I think the quote was, "Damn, we heard you." That's what they posted. And they said they were going to bring back the highly sought after potato wedges from KFC. People were just pining away for these things. I don't know.
How good can they be?
How good can they be? The potato wedge. But, you know, Ace was all, Ace loved them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they'll be back on Monday and people are reacting with joy.
Yeah. It's the same people that love that brown gravy that KFC has that I do not. I'm not a fan of that brown gravy.
Yeah, no. Rob likes it, right?
Yeah, I think so. He gets a bowl, I think, with that, with the chicken and the all that in thing. Mm. Remember when they made that and it would fit into your cup holder? When they first started making that KFC bowl, they made something that fit down in your cup holder. So it had a smaller bottom and then a bigger bowl at the top.
That's a savage move right there.
You can eat it while you drive.
That is savage.
This is the bowl with like mashed potatoes and chicken tenders in it.
Corn.
Just riding down the road eating mashed potatoes. Yeah, that's next level. So maybe these people are excited for the return of the potato wedges on Monday. We'll see. And then another restaurant news, Cracker Barrel, also in the news because people are reacting to the redesign of a lot of their stores.
I love it. I really do, because what they've done is they've taken all of the crap off the walls that looks so dirty, like the, you know, the old farming tools and all of that kind of stuff. And they took that lattice down and they opened that up and they put little shelves where the lattice was so you can still see through to the other tables at the restaurant.
Oh.
They painted it white. It looks a lot less,
It looks clean.
It looks clean.
It's cleaner, modern. And I'm totally surprised that you like this redo. I thought you would have for sure said, no, why do they have to change it just to go along with the trend?
No, because I don't like junk. And what else do I like? New stuff. I like new stuff. I don't like that old, and they took some of the antique things and put them in shadow boxes and they're hanged on the wall with, in a precise manner and has some rhyme and reason to it. Yeah. I like it a lot better. It's the one thing, because I like to look around and think that things are clean.
Yeah.
I get that.
When I'm eating and then more.
Yeah. I'm with you. And as long as they don't change the hash brown casserole, we good.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, so good, right?
So good.
Girl, I have a copycat recipe of that you'd swear you were just sitting right there in front of that big fireplace.
Well, you better send it over. Stat.
My daughter does it. She's the one who gave it to me. So.
Hook me up, Lainey.
Hook it up. And then there's a thread that's gone viral online. People are wondering about the worst song of all time. Rolling Stone updates their list of the best songs ever.
Yeah.
And now there's this thread going around. What's the worst song of all time? Nobody ever talks about that. Some of the contenders, Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Get out of here.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. So
I'll tell you one.
Okay.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. Got a brand new key.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the worst.
You don't love that song?
Oh, God. I can name 1,000.
I bet.
Yeah. So
Lindsay's got a big week this week, and we're going to get into some of the details. Maybe make her cry. We'll find out coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Want to dive into the mind of... I was going to talk about Lindsay here, but I want to do that maybe a little bit later. She's got a big week this week, and we'll get into the details of that a little bit later. But I want to get into the mind of TJ, because this is a really exciting time for TJ, although he hasn't spoken about it much. And that is the fact that LSU begins their football season, in about 2 weeks. I think they play on the 30th.
Yeah.
TJ's favorite college football team, the LSU Tigers, facing off with the Clemson, right?
Clemson, yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I kind of just want to get your thoughts. Here's what I'm thinking for you. You enjoy watching LSU football so much. You have an opportunity to sort of enjoy it to the fullest. I feel like you need it. What is your ideal scenario where you're watching college football on a Saturday? What people are around? If there are people, what food, what drinks, what seating situation would make it an ideal football Saturday for you?
First of all, it would be an ideal football Saturday if LSU didn't always start the season by playing the best team that they can find. Okay. And ultimately lose the first game. That's a trend for LSU, and I don't suspect that they're going to change it this year.
Okay.
Why do they? What's the reason? Or
they stupid? I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like a strategy. I don't.
But it would, it would probably be that my core group of people, my wife and my son and little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. And some of the best times that we've had watching football is when we were on trips. Mm-hmm. Like one time we were in Nashville visiting my daughter and we had an Airbnb and it had a big TV room in it. Everybody down there and, ordering pizza and just, sitting on a comfortable couch or in a comfortable chair and watching and drinking beers and listen to my wife complain because my son and I do this thing where we aggravate her, where all we do is talk about how LSU is going to lose. Like, oh, great. Season's over. Like every time they don't get a first down, go, all right, that's it. Season's over. y'all are terrible fans.
Yeah. So you're not one of those guys that needs to watch it in total silence all by yourself in a room somewhere away from everybody else.
No. No. But I mean, I enjoy that as well. My son and I will watch on the puffy couch, which it's just two recliners with a console between it. That's the puffy couch and not even talk pretty much during the game.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, but the ultimate scenario would be all the people together and including my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we would go to Disney World every year, LSU, it would always be during football season. So on Saturday, we would go to a bar or something and watch the game, and we'd all wear LSU stuff because we wanted to support you and Ace because you were both huge fans. And it was fun. It is fun watching, if you don't have any skin in the game like I don't, it's fun watching a game with somebody who's so passionate about a team and also while drinking on their tab. That's really fun.
Great. Yes, honey.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
You look at those receipts and go, how long were y'all at the ESPN club? My God. Did you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner there?
8 hours at the ESPN club. Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Y'all know me. I am never one to say I told you so about anything. And I'm never one to jump up and say when somebody else says something and everybody takes heed to it. Oh my God. I'm never one to say what I've been saying that for years. Yeah. I don't do that. I just let it slide.
Yeah.
Just let it go. But no one else knows.
Mm-hmm. Something has happened. That is a big, I told you so. It's going on right now. When I told you so that, adults are just acting like fools and are really going to be detrimental to our society when it comes time for them to lead, the cadults, that whole thing, because it's a trend now. It started in China, which you can't trust nothing that starts in China except sesame chicken.
Right. Accurate.
Where young adults, when they feel stressed or anxious, for example, at work, they're popping in a pacifier.
This is nice. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mentioned it. We were talking about it last night on my other show because I saw the story right before I went on the air. And, yeah, they're pacifiers. Like, if you're not Southern, you call it a binky, I'm sure. But Southerners call it a pacifier or a passy. So adults spending anywhere from $2 to $70 on passies that they just pop in their mouths when they're feeling anxious or stressed out. And, they've even said that it makes them feel, more secure, like from their childhood.
Oh God.
And, they also use them to help them go to sleep at night to, you know, calm them down so they can sleep.
Now, come on.
Said, now this is starting in China, but it won't be long until it's spreading all over the world, this trend. And then I saw a story this morning and it said, it is going into other countries already.
Like the flu. Yeah. They're like, yeah.
Pandemic.
Yeah. It is a new pandemic. I mean, this is worse than the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh man. Can you imagine being, I mean, even if you're, you know, my son is, how old is he? 22. And if he put in a passy when he started getting stressed at work,
yeah,
I would get him to the hospital.
It creeps me out to even see an 7 or 8 year old with a passy. Like I look at him like, I'd take the thumb any day over a passy, much less a 20-year-old.
Oh, but you know, that passy is one of those things that, I mean, it's a step. If the kid is into it, that you got to take, that's going to be painful at first, but you got to go through it, get them off of that thing, to then wait until they're in their 20s and they go back to it. Now, back in my day, the only time you'd see an adult with a passy is if he was out at a club on that ecstasy.
That's right.
That's the only time it's acceptable is when you're on the ecstasy out there dancing and you're trying to keep the saliva rolling in your mouth so you don't dry out. Now that's a good reason to have one.
Great reason.
Kidding.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, there's a 51-year-old man in Tennessee. I think he's got a cool name. His name's DeCarlo Pitchford. DeCarlo Pitchford. Well, his name is too cool for him to be in the situation that he's in. There aren't a whole lot of details on what was happening here, but, his wife said that, he was blocking her from leaving the house. Like, evidently they were in some sort of a dispute and she said, I'm leaving. And he says, no, you're not. So when she tried to get past him, according to her, DeCarlo shot her in the stomach. And he said, quote, I told you to stop playing with me, end quote.
He told you.
So she needed medical attention. So he was kind enough to drive her to the hospital because, you know, you hear that and you think, okay, well, maybe he realized, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? My wife that I love, I can't believe I just shot you. I didn't mean it. But you would think that until you realize that on his way to the hospital, while she's shot in the abdomen bleeding, he stopped for beer along the way.
What?
Yeah.
He's like, I got to have, I'm on edge right now. I need a drink.
She's going to throw back a couple after shooting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you need some if you just shot somebody?
He's got to have something to do while he's waiting on her in surgery. Sure. You know? He was charged with second degree attempted murder, domestic assault, a felon in possession of a firearm. No word on the wife's condition, but she's been cooperating with the police. So she survived the attack at least.
Good.
Yeah. And she survived enough to be telling them, no, I'm pressing charges. I'm going to tell you everything that happened. And he's this and he's that. He said, quote, I told you to stop playing with me.
Told you.
Sounds like she's pretty, you know, with it in the hospital or wherever she's unloading on him. No pun intended. Really, there was no pun intended there.
Yeah. I would have gone with you play too much and then shot, but stop playing with me also works.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Play too damn much.
Man.
It's wild.
If I've heard that once in my life, I have heard it a million times.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
All of my black friends growing up. Damn, Rich, you play too damn much. Play too much.
Never led to a shooting, though, right?
No. Okay. None of that. I mean, we all loved one another in the end.
Yeah.
Sure. I just did. I played too much.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you guys seen anything about this anti-sunscreen movement?
Yes.
A lot of influencers are saying that these chemical compounds that you're rubbing on your skin to protect yourself from the sun are actually doing more damage than using sunscreen itself.
Isn't that the way it always is? You know, you never know what's right, what's not. You've been told something for years that it's, you know, you're killing yourself if you don't do this and you go out in the sun. You're supposed to put on sunscreen every day, not just when you're out at the beach or the pool. Every day, cake yourself in sunscreen.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, that's not good for you. Same thing happened, you know, with the coconut oil.
Yeah.
You know, coconut oil was poison. They found out that's what movie theater popcorn was popped in the 90s. Avoid it. Next thing you know, hey, this is actually really good for you. Coconut oil is the thing you should have most.
I remember that. Yeah. You should be swishing it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also reminds me of when the tanning bed craze switched over to the spray tan. Yeah. So I was going twice a week. And then all of a sudden, after like years of doing it, I walked in just to go tanning, you know, spray tan. And they made me sign a form. You had to read all this information and sign it about lung cancer. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Okay. Mm.
Was that during the Obama administration? So, was that part of where he put that tax on tanning beds and stuff like that, the heavy tax?
That was it.
It was an anti-white people tax.
Ah.
Because white people are the only ones that use tanning beds and stuff. So you're going to tax something specifically that only white people use. Yeah, I call it a white people tax.
You know, I never thought about it that way. But yeah, it was during that time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So these anti-sunscreen movement people are actually saying you should make your own sunscreen using a combination of butters and oils and household ingredients. No. And all the doctors are saying this is horrible advice. Yeah. Please just use sunscreen, protect your skin. So you'll have to decide where you fall on that issue.
Overboard with it.
They're out there.
I mean, you need vitamin D from the sun. You know, you shouldn't be just blocked all the time. You know, stupid doctors.
What do they know? Today is National Filet Mignon Day. Lindsay, I got a feeling you're a filet mignon girl.
All day, every day.
Now, TJ, I know is a ribeye guy, but you'll get down on a filet, right?
Yeah, it's my second favorite. I just think the ribeye is more flavorful because it has more fat in it.
Yeah. So filet mignon is French for cute filet or dainty filet. So a lot of people say that filet mignons are more for women. But yeah, the ribeye definitely has more flavor and it's just good steak. But I'm not going to turn my nose up if somebody presents me with a filet mignon.
Good steak, baby. Break. Whatever. Absolutely. I get it.
I do it Oscar style with hollandaise instead of béarnaise. I don't eat the nasty asparagus. So basically, I just want a steak covered in hollandaise. Or if they have a shrimp and grits on the menu, I'll ask for the shrimp sauce that goes on the grits on the side, and then I'll pour that over my steak.
Great.
Ooh.
I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Lindsay, do you make your own hollandaise?
Do I look like I make my own hollandaise?
I'm shocked by that.
I know. No, I don't really eat hollandaise unless it's like at a fancy restaurant.
Because you're too savage to make it.
Yeah.
We've got more coming
up. TJ and Reagan's coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It's a big week for Lindsay. Lindsay's got her firstborn going into kindergarten. And I'll give you some credit, Lindsay. I thought by this point in the week, you would be in a sobbing mess every day, but you're not really, at least not in front of us. Now, is it different behind the scenes?
You know, it's not going to hit until she's walking through the doors. And the first day of school, which is this week, they encourage the parents to come in with the kids on the first day and get them in their desk and like make sure everything's good. And, you know, that is when it's going to hit.
Yeah. But aren't you used to, you know, this kind of thing by now? I mean, you've been shipping her off to daycare since she was 6 months old.
They have
reason since you're a stay at home mom, but aren't you kind of used to it? The same thing, basically just, you know, you're getting rid of her during the day, getting her out of your hair.
Yeah. It, okay. This is hurtful a little bit. No, they have, you're absolutely correct. They've been going to a school from 9 to 1 every day since they were. So is it going to be the same thing? Kind of, but I think it's the like symbolism that it's like a big school and
it is longer, right? Is it a longer school day than the other one?
Actually, funny you ask, it's the only school in Mecklenburg County, which is the county we're in, that goes to 1 o'clock. The only school, every other school, 2:30. So she gets out at the same time my son gets out of preschool, which is convenient because it's the same school, you know, it's the same section. But
I mean, does a kindergartner really need those? Not in a public school. They don't need those extra days. I mean, extra hours in the day.
I think it's the perfect amount for, you know, but I don't know. Parents get upset about it because they're like, dude, like we're starting real school. It should be a full day, you know, but I'm like, whatever. It's easier for me to pick up both kids. So,
well, I mean, a lot of the time that a kindergartner is at school in a public school for the whole day, they're doing stuff they don't really even need to be doing. They're just filling time.
Yeah.
Well, that's every grade, though, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, where they're teaching them all of the stuff that is not necessary to be teaching them, you know, like social things.
Those things. And I do know that they cut out, most schools do a nap, and this school doesn't do that because you can go home and take a nap, you know.
Sure.
So.
And that also helps you because you love taking a kid nap with them.
Absolutely. Kyle the other day was like, are you going to cut out naps? I was like, hell no, never. It doesn't benefit me at all to cut them out.
In high school, Brooks is going to come in from football practice and you're going to say, come lay down with me and take a nap.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a list out online of some steps you can take to have the perfect first day of kindergarten for your kid. And I was going to go through this list here, but one of the top recommendations they make is make the goodbye short and sweet. That's the top one. They say, make it, just say, I'll see you later. Give her a kiss and send her on her way. Now you're going to spend 30 minutes with your child at the beginning of the school day.
Yes.
You think that's
a
problem?
I have stated this, but I can't be the only mom not going in. So I think it's more worrisome for me to go in for 30 minutes. I feel like she'll be coming back home with me after that 30 minutes.
I want to hear some more of these things on this list. Can we do them next? Can we do the rest? Okay.
Sure.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the list because I want to add something to it as well.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Mr. Riggins has a list of things that they are suggesting that will make dropping your kid off at kindergarten easier if it's your first child. Well, even if it's not your first child, it's your child's first day at kindergarten. So Lindsay's doing that. Is it tomorrow maybe? So the first one was make the goodbye short and sweet, right? That's the only one we got to on the list.
Yeah, they said that is one of the most important things you can do.
Okay.
The next one is talk about the experience positively with your kid. And they just say frame kindergarten as an exciting new adventure. Talk about the fun things they'll get to do because kids often mirror their parents' emotions. So staying upbeat can help them feel excited and rather than anxious.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Okay. Visit the school together, which they've already done
several times.
Now, some of these I don't get. Like, take care of yourself too is the, one of the items. Starting kindergarten is a big deal for you as well. It's okay to feel emotional and sad. Make sure you carve out some time for self-care during this transition, whether it's a cup of tea, talking to a friend, or even just doing some breathing exercises to give yourself a little break. You've got this, girl.
Oh, God. See, and this is an insult to, I think, women's intelligence. Because if you think that women are going through something as emotional as their kid going to kindergarten for the first time, they're not already talking to friends about it, then you're crazy.
Fair. That is a fair point. Yeah.
I mean, friends are probably sick of hearing about it by now. And they're probably saying, I wish school would start so we could get over this first day. Let's get past it. And they drink tea whenever they want to drink tea.
Yeah.
Come on.
And for me, and I don't want to be judgmental. I'm trying not to be too judgmental. But like, if this is that dramatic for you, I'm worried about your future. I mean, I know it's sad. Don't get me wrong. Am I going to cry? Absolutely. But like, do you know what I'm saying by that?
If it just wrecks you.
You've got a whole life ahead of you, like with these children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another item says, start talking about separation early. Practice saying goodbye in a calm and positive way at home, even if you're not going anywhere. Build a routine that involves a kiss, a hug, and a positive I'll see you soon moment so they know what to expect.
Every time you separate from that child, you should be doing that. Mm-hmm. And probably do.
Okay.
These counselors and all. Hang on, we got to take a break.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Riggins has this list, and I'm guessing that some therapists came up with this list of how to do the first day of kindergarten as the mom to deal with it better and all that.
These are parenting experts.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Parenting experts. So, parents or therapists that specialize in, you know, family counseling and parenting. Either way, a lot of it is a bunch of just overly dramatic stuff. And it really a lot of these things speak to the mother's shortcomings. And I don't think it is that serious of most of them. Like, you know, self-care, have a cup of tea, talk to your friends about your emotions and all of the things that women do anyway. Right.
Yeah.
But let me tell you how I did with, both of my kids. I didn't want Jody to be a mess. So I said, you know, I took off from the show those days. It's a big day. And I said, I will take first was Lainey. I'll take Lainey, you know, and get her on the bus and the whole thing. So I didn't tell Lainey anything about going to school or anything like that. I just grabbed her little backpack and put it on her and said, well, we're going for a hike. And so we're going to walk up here and we're going to play with these other kids that were waiting up the street. And she's like, okay, daddy, you know, she trusts me, holding her hand all the way. I'm sorry, I'm choking up. Holding her hand all the way. And we get to the bus stop and the bus pulls up. And I took off running the other way. And I had lined it up with the bus driver that he was supposed to just jump off the bus, grab her and throw her on the bus and take off.
Listen, sometimes you got to ditch, you know?
I mean,
I knew something was up when he said, I'm getting choked up.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, wait a second.
Because that was started so sweet. That's a great idea.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yep.
Rip the Band-Aid off in the most violent, vicious way.
And I do know that you're joking, obviously, but with different kids' personalities, you have different techniques. I mean, this list is crazy because, like, with my son, I push and ditch, like what TJ just said. Like, you're in the class, I'm gone. I don't even say bye because you can't with him. You know, so every kid is different. With D, she hug, kiss, bye. She goes off. She loves it. Yeah. You know, kids that are more stubborn, you can't. You got
to. Right. She's trying to get away from you. That's right. You're not trying to get away from her like you are the boy.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Everybody's probably seen the news that Taylor Swift went on her boyfriend's podcast earlier this week and announced her new album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl or Life of a Showgirl. And it's weird seeing her on a podcast because she doesn't do those. You know, she's too big of a star to do those. But yeah, she announces this album. But what we found out yesterday is that there are people that are actively trying to hack into Ticketmaster and other ticket sites to see if there's some sort of information about a tour that hasn't even been announced. So, I mean, I get being into your favorite artist, but taking it to an extreme level.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. If you've got it upstairs enough to be able to hack into a corporation like Ticketmaster, then you need to get off Taylor Swift and start doing something, you know, for the government.
Yeah.
That's good. To fight bad guys or something.
Yes. Cybersecurity.
Yeah, you could be getting paid to do something you're trying to do for free so you can secure your tickets to a show in a year and a half. I mean, what are you doing? I don't know. I mean,
grow up.
I guess. But, and also, don't you think as a society, Taylor needs like 3 more months to like chill out?
She needs to take a break.
I think she has all the money in the world. Like, why do you need to just crank out the albums? You don't have to do that. But I guess that's the life of an artist. When you want to produce your art and share it with the world.
I heard she's very irresponsible with money.
Is that right?
Yeah. So she's already blown through what she had, and now she's got to, you know, start it back up again. It's like she album, tour, makes all these hundreds of millions of dollars, blows through that on cat toys and jerseys, and then has to do it again. Like, I got to hit the road again. I'm out of money.
Yep.
What a great story that would be if she just blew through all her money on dumb things.
Blew through $1 billion.
Yeah, that'd be sick. So a lot of people excited about the unannounced tour at the moment. And then everybody's got their eyes on this tropical storm Aaron that is forming off the East Coast. And they said it could turn into a full force hurricane by Saturday. So I don't believe there's any warnings out there yet, but it would be the first hurricane of the hurricane season in 2025.
So is it Aaron or Aaron?
I've only seen Aaron. I haven't heard anybody say it. Is it Aaron?
Is it E-R-I-N or A-A-R? Or is it A-A-R-O-N? Oh,
is it A-A-R-O-N?
It is E-R-I-N.
Okay, yeah.
But I like A-A-R-O-N too. That's pretty good.
A-A-R-O-N.
Yeah. So we've got one question from the internet that is lighting everybody up. We'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it was my parents' anniversary yesterday, wedding anniversary. And do you know how my mom spent her wedding anniversary?
How?
I know.
She drove an hour to deliver me 3 huge bags of leftovers and food.
I love her.
And some new clothing. She brought me a couple new hoodies.
You had a new hoodie on.
Yeah. So I said, is this how you're choosing to spend your anniversary? And she goes, well, your father went to Greenville to play golf. So I have to figure out something to do. I went, oh, is this how you both decide to spend your wedding anniversary apart? She goes, listen, it's fine.
They've had a ton of them.
I think they just wanted to do their own thing. So, yeah, they are spending it separately, but they seem to be fine with it.
Yeah, I know last time your mom just came to visit by herself, it was because she wanted to just get away and do something. Wasn't yeah.
Yeah, she probably wanted to get away from my dad. But and just to show you the lengths she'll go to, this is the message that she sends yesterday. I'm going to leave here in the morning. I'm going to turn around and head right back home after I unload. Still good? Like, you betcha. You're not even going to come in? So when she shows up, she rolls up in her SUV. It's raining out. I said, don't you want to come in and use the bathroom or anything? It's an hour and 10 minutes. And she goes, no, I'm fine. I just had, you know, just going to go on home, head on back to the ranch.
Now, I love her.
Why was that so important, though, to not even stay to visit with you for 5 minutes or whatever? Because she thinks she's imposing upon you?
You know, my whole family's kind of like that. I don't know. I would have to probably talk to a therapist to see why you feel. But she doesn't. I don't know that she does feel. I think she's just like, hey, listen, I'm just coming over here. Don't make a big deal about me. Don't clean. I'm just coming over.
Y'all are all kind of the same with that, like, or at least you and her. I don't know about your brothers, but maybe that's where you get it from too. Like, I don't want to cause it to, I just want to drop this off. And
Well, my granny was like that. The one that lived in Louisville. If you called her or she called you, mainly if you called her, and she would talk for a few minutes and then she would get the feeling that she was holding you because, you know, you're young, you got things that you're, you know, trying to get done and everything. And like, she was almost like she set a timer when the call started.
Yeah.
And after 7 minutes, she would say, okay, hon, well, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got stuff to do and I appreciate you calling. I love you. And then hang up.
I love that.
Get it done. But yeah, I think there's probably an element of that. They see you as a young person. You've got a whole life.
Yeah. God, like, I love Wait a minute. I called you. I didn't even get to what I called you about.
Yeah, right. I didn't even tell you what.
No.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.